climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the Joel and Thomas Show, and happy Halloween. I hope your plans are coming together, whatever they may be. Whether you love Halloween or hate Halloween, there is no denying the fact that Halloween has become big business. As I have been driving around town, I have noticed some pretty elaborate Halloween decorations out there, and I'm always impressed. Now, look, I definitely decorate. I kind of go all out, but not to the same level as some of those amazing displays that I have been able to see. At my house, the Nightmare Before Christmas is a big part of our theme, and that's because my daughter has loved that show since she was young. So we tend to lean in that direction a little bit when it comes to our Halloween. And I'm going to tell you something. I have found some pretty amazing decorations at the dollar store. So just a little tip if you're ever looking to do some fun decorations and you don't want to have to break the bank, there you go. I have found great stuff there. So I have to tell you, when I was at Zoo Idaho in Pocatello on Saturday for their amazing trick-or-treating event, I had this truly nostalgic moment. There was this little girl that came by and she was dressed up as Snow White, and suddenly it took me back to this moment when my grown-up daughter dressed up as Snow White when she was about 3 years old. And wow, that took me back to a really happy place. Here's a little advice. Enjoy every minute of it because it really does go by in a flash. Halloween is big business, and joining me right now by phone is Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Tanya, what is the must-have costume this year?
Well, I hope you like pink, because according to Google Trends and their Frightengeist website, which tracks the top costumes nationally as well as locally, Barbie, far and away, is the most popular one this year. If you look on their site, they've got top costumes. They've got a costume map, which is really interesting because it takes a bunch of the cities across America and shows you what the biggest costumes in those cities are. In most of them, they're going to be Barbie. Boise has Barbie. Twin Falls, Idaho, has Barbie. Pocatello is Idaho Falls. So I thought that was kind of an interesting departure.
Yes.
You will find other things other than Barbie. Like there's dinosaurs or cowboys, or there's clowns. St. Joseph, Missouri, for some reason, likes clowns. You never can tell until you look at this map, and it kind of gives you an idea of what everybody's going as. If you look at the top costumes overall, as I said, Barbie is number one. Princess, Spider-Man is number three. Witch, Fairy, Wednesday Addams is number six. A dinosaur, a cowboy, a ninja, and a bunny wrap up the top 10.
Well, Tanya, I was out at some trunk or treats this weekend, and I saw plenty of Barbie and also lots of Wednesday Addams and ninjas. And so all of those, I saw definitely all of those this past weekend. Let's talk candy, because you can't mention Halloween without thinking about candy. What is the top trend in candy this year?
Well, usually, I think it's been this way for a while. According to the folks at Instacart, they released what their top candy purchase, I guess, was, and that's the Reese's Cups. Those are huge. If you also, one of my favorite things around this time of the year is to look at candystore.com. They always put a map up of the most popular Halloween candy by state. And it kind of breaks down into some really interesting stuff. You can find out what people in other parts of the country like. I thought Idaho was kind of down my alley. They have Snickers for number one. Number two is Starburst, and number three is candy corn. I would definitely be on board the Snickers train there. There are, like here in New York, we have, apparently we don't eat a whole lot of chocolate. I don't know why, but Sour Patch Kids are number one here, which are good. Hot tamales are second, and candy corn is third. And candy corn is one of those perennial, you know, love it or hate it kind of candies.
It really is. There's lots of debates about candy corn. Tanya, I'm right there with you. Snickers are up my alley, and I love chocolate at Halloween.
Yeah, I'm big on you give me some Reese's cups and I'm happy. Pretty much, you know, Hershey's, I'll even take some Skittles. I'd be okay with that. You know, I'm sort of, you know, easy to please when it comes to that stuff. But I always find these maps interesting, like what people in other places like to get. Washington State's interesting. Their number one apparently is Tootsie Pops.
Tootsie Pops, wow.
Yeah, number two is Saltwater Taffy. And third is M&M's.
Hmm. So it is. It does kind of vary when you look at it. I have to tell you, one of my favorite is the Reese's pumpkin. The pumpkin, for some reason, those are so good.
Yes, it is the ratio of peanut butter to chocolate. I'm with you on this. I can't figure it out, but that's my just non-scientific thought there, is it's got to be the difference in the shape of the thing. It's like you said, it's a pumpkin. It's not a Reese's cup, but I'm telling you, there's a difference in the way they make those.
There is. The taste is definitely clear there. All right, let's wrap things up with the price tag. I'm willing to bet that Americans are spending more on Halloween than we might predict, and the figure might even be a little scary.
Yeah, it might be. I think that's a good way to put that. The National Retail Federation looked at the numbers and did kind of a forecast this year and said that they expected Halloween spending to top $12 billion this year, billion with a B.
Wow.
That is about $2 billion more than last year. They said that costume spending was expected to reach a record of $4.1 billion. It was about $3.6 billion last year. The candy spending is about $3.6 billion. That's up from $3.1 billion last year. And the decorations, I found this interesting. They said the total spending on decorations is expected to reach $3.9 billion. The number wasn't difficult to believe, especially when you look at the costumes and the candy spending. But interestingly enough, decorations, Halloween decorations, grew in popularity during the pandemic, and they just continue to increase. Which I guess that a lot more of us, you know, when a lot more people maybe were at home, maybe they were like, okay, well, you know, we're not going to go out to as much. Let's put something up here. And maybe that's just kind of a new tradition a lot of people adopted.
Absolutely. Those Halloween decorations, I always have fun putting those up. So, yeah. Wow, some interesting figures there. Lots of money being shelled out to celebrate Halloween.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope everybody has a wonderful and safe night tonight.
All right. Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for getting us up to speed on where things stand with Halloween trends this year.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Leah weighed in on the question of how old is too old to trick or treat. She says, my oldest is 16, my youngest is 7. They usually go together, but this year my son said he gets too many looks of, aren't you too old? I wish age wasn't a thing when it comes to trick or treating, because my 7-year-old isn't too young to trick or treat with her brother. I absolutely agree, Leah.